Hey, everybody. We are talking today, Walk Stars, about the intricacies of life, lessons, gratitude, what we've learned on our walks this past week. What else, Libby?
I think what we've learned is that actually every single walk, something comes up that has the opportunity to teach us a lesson. And that's in part what is so joyous and beautiful about this practice, is that no two walks are the same, and there is an opportunity to see and learn something in each one.
Yeah. So enjoy, guys, and let us know what you're walking through this season over at This Morning Walks Instagram. Enjoy.
Blind Nil Audio.
I'm Alex L.
I'm Libby Delena. Welcome
to This Morning Walk Podcast.
Good morning, Alex.
Hey, Libby. Sorry, I'm chewing.
What are you eating?
I'm eating some type of grainy toast, which is really good, with hummus, caramelized onion hummus. I was starved, so.
I was starved this morning, too. I feel like, I don't know, when we go from winter to spring, it's like my whole body's waking up. I think I basically ate all day yesterday. Ate everything.
You know, I do intermittent fasting. So I had a crazy fun bike ride yesterday on the Peloton. And then I went to bed. So I was just, I woke up this morning like, feed me.
Hungry. More hungry. Food. Yeah, literally, so. I went to the grocery store. Not a good idea to go to the grocery store. Well, maybe a great idea, actually. I don't know why.
No, it's never a good idea to go to the grocery store hungry, because then you buy all this food that you're not going to eat.
Correct. Correct. But then I did eat it.
Oh, so. Good.
But yeah. You and I have talked about this. It's really hard to buy food for one person, to be perfectly honest. Everything. My gosh. We can't eat it all.
I mean, buying food for five, sometimes I forget, like, oh, that was in the back of the fridge.
Right. I know. And I feel terrible. So wasteful. Throwing it out.
Me too. I just threw out a whole thing of Siggy's yogurt unopened that expired last month. And I was like, dang, I meant to use that. And those things are expensive. It's like $7.
They're expensive. You know what I love when you come to visit me? When you come to
y'all. When I have to clean out.
You don't need to reveal everything. I mean, okay, go ahead.
When I have to clean out Libby's fridge, she's like, oh, I forgot that was in there. She's like, I can't eat it all. And it's so true. I mean, it's just you. It's okay, because I'm going to come write my book from your house, and then it'll be the two of us.
Yeah, well, then it'll be easy enough. I don't know if it's easier for two, but at least we're, you know. I don't know. Yeah. You were so funny. One morning you were like standing at the refrigerator. Yeah, you kind of turned around, you lowered your eyes, and it was as if you had glasses on. You were looking over the top of your eyes like, girl, you need to figure this out. And you're right. You're 100% right. I don't know. I'm still buying this as if I'm feeding a family. I'm not.
Well, as long as you have friends like me who will go through your fridge.
Right, exactly. So now I don't even worry about it, because I know you're going to be here soon and my fridge will be cleaned out. So. Okay, so let's talk about, you and I had a text exchange a few days ago where you sent me a beautiful picture of some flowers.
Yeah, remember you were talking daffodil.
Daffodil and the micro and the macro and looking at the detail. And then making sure you see the whole picture. I mean, tell me what you were thinking. I think I know exactly what you're feeling, and it's a powerful lesson that comes for me that came from going for a walk and noticing.
So I took a really up close photo of a daffodil. We'll put it on This Morning Walk or in the link in the description. And I didn't know the iPhone could get that up close. So I didn't use my camera. It was from my iPhone, and I just got the center of the beautiful flower. And I was thinking to myself, wow, like zooming in, we can see all the little things that make this flower a flower. Oftentimes when we are zoomed out, clearly we can't pay attention to the detail, right? But in that moment, it felt like an invitation to zoom into my life and really pay close attention to the details in my life, to the relationships in my life, to how I'm raising my kids, to how much I've healed, just the layers and the complexity of Alex as a woman, so that when I zoom out, I can really appreciate where I am today. Mm. And, you know, it's so interesting when I'm on these walks, I don't go out with any thing in mind, right? I just saw a flower and then it's like, oh, let's analyze this. And yeah, that's what came to mind. Like, wow, zooming in, we can really see up close and personal. And when we take a step back, then we're able to appreciate what we saw when we were up close. There's so many layers to life, to being a human, to nature, to our healing, to our grief, to our joy and successes. And, you know, stopping to do that more often in our own personal lives, not just when we're out and we see a beautiful flower, right? Could be just a good teacher.
It is a good teacher. I remember when you sent that over thinking, we have to notice the details. We have to. And we also have to notice the big picture and, you know, sort of recognize what's happening in the bigger picture. For me, I think I've always sort of felt on going for a walk. I've shared this with you, which is early on what I realized was that my walk was this teacher in teaching me how to see, literally see things, not just look at it and note it, but really see it. And I think that's what we're saying, which is to notice the vibrancy of anything, a tree, a barn, to really not just look at it and note it and recognize it and identify it as something, but to really see it. And that my teacher with that was this one barn that I go past often on my walks. And now having walked past it essentially for 12 years, she's aged. She's a little bit more overgrown. And I remember at one point thinking, oh my gosh, I'm learning so much from this one barn. And what I'm learning is she was probably the center of the communities. I mean, it's probably where all the dairy production that fed the community. So she had this vital place. I don't know why I'm anthropomorphizing her into female, but this barn, I'm sure, had at some point a really vibrant space within the community. It was, again, it potentially fed the community, and now it's become more, it's not as essential or it's not as vibrant, but it still remains. And I remember thinking, oh gosh, I used to just drive past this barn and note, oh, there's the barn, there's the sun's out on it, and never really understand kind of the essence of what it provided, the details of what it meant to a community. And I think for me that my walk has taught me how to really see and not just look at something. And I think maybe that's sort of paralleled what you're saying is on this walk, you really, really saw the detail of this flower, the things that made it. And then in the context of the bigger picture, its role in that space.
Yeah. And how things make us, you know, just the peeling back of those layers. And I feel like you wrote about the barn in Magnolia, didn't you?
I did. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that story from when I picked up the magazine a couple years ago and read about you for the first time. I was like, that's so cool. And now here we are.
And now here we are, and you're going to be moving in a few months, which is, I mean, think about that. You know, the issue is, though, you're going to become a cold plunger.
No, I'm not.
You better watch out.
Absolutely not. Not getting me to do that.
Would you say no? Who knows? Mm-mm. It could be an incredible thing.
I will stand on the side and warm the tea for you guys, and when you come out, here, girls, warm up.
Okay. I mean, we're going to start there, but we'll see. I'm not going to.
Oh my God, Libby, no. No, please don't. Please don't make me.
Please don't. What if I said, in order for you to come stay here and write your book, that's a requirement. Okay, so.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. It is terrible. Correct. You are correct.
You might have a chance there, though. You might.
Well, no, you come and do whatever the heck you want, including cleaning up my fridge.
Hey, Walk Stars. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to This Morning Walk podcast. Okay, so what else? What else is going on?
What else is going on? New book things. So
what can
my
you tell
new
us?
Book is going to go to auction soon. And I have some feels about it. But I have some feels mainly because I love my current editor. Mm-hmm. Deep, deep, deep love her deep.
I love her too,
and
by the way.
She's so good. She's just a wonderful woman. Adds so much to my life. And the idea of not being with her is really hard for me. And I didn't think that it would be this hard, but it is really challenging to like process. So I'm just taking things day by day, trying to stay excited about the new book and also like honor that if I end up somewhere else, like how am I going to process and grieve not being where I am, you know? And that's tough. That's challenging. That's tough. It's a part of the book. This is a part of the job. It's a part of the book world. It's a part of publishing. But it's hard to have to make a decision to go somewhere else. It's really hard. Like the letting go, the change, the unknown, it's hard to say it's time to go. And that, yeah. I think that goes for everything, like not just work, but when a relationship has, you know, it has come to a close, a romantic one, or when a friendship is ending, or when it's time to move on from that job, or, you know, it's just hard. Letting go is hard. And I'm in a season now where there's a lot of shifts happening in my life, in my career, in really beautiful ways. And there's still a lot of grief that comes along with that. You know, there's still a lot of grief that comes along with changing for the better. Like just in my own personal healing journey, I was talking to a friend the other day and I was just like, you know, I'm in this season of, I really need things to be easy right now. Especially when it comes to my friendships. I think we talked about this briefly in another episode or maybe in depth, I don't know, but this has been kind of a center point for me this season is I don't have capacity and space for my relationships to be contentious or unsure, uncertain, and making peace with like some people are just not going to be able to come with me in this next chapter and to be okay with that. Even if it's really hard. And so, and this, what I'm saying now is not in relation to work or books or anything like that, just in relation to my own personal, like connections with people and, or disconnection, like honoring the disconnection and not trying to force things that need to be freed. Like that's what I mean by hard. Like I just don't have it in me to like work hard at a relationship that isn't easy, you know, the continuing to invest time and energy in a place that is disintegrating. And so there's a lot of shifts happening professionally, personally, and just trying to honor the shifts, honor the grief, and, you know, honor the joy because there's joy too, you know? How about with you?
Well, first, before we move on, I remember asking you, I was unsure what it meant to go to auction. Mm-hmm. And that's an interesting, I mean, I don't know that much about the book publishing world. You've helped educate me and that's an interesting process. Mm-hmm. Sounds like.
Essentially people are bidding on your book.
on your book,
which is like an eBay bid for publishers. I mean, it's not like on eBay, duh, right. But it's like, oh, I have X. And then the agent will say, well, someone else offered X. If you really want the book, you got to come up. Like, it's that. And so it's actually pretty exciting, but it's not exciting when you're already where you want to be.
Yes.
But it's time to grow, and it's just, yeah. I don't want to talk about it. It makes me sad.
That's fine. can you share at all what your next book is going to be about, just in general?
It's going to be about creating safe, winning circles in our life. So relationships, essentially, yeah. About friendships, about romantic relationships, about familial relationships, and paying close attention to who needs to be in our winning circle, who can be in our winning circle, and who can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. It dovetails with our conversation that our previous podcast, mm-hmm. I think Walking Into Dreams, right? It's like, who can we share the excitement and dreams with, because they hold it as dear as we do, and we hold their dreams as cherished and, you know, beautifully as they do. So yeah, mm-hmm. how does one create a winning circle?
I'm gonna keep that to myself because that has to go in the book, but you guys will get the deets. How I've created my winning circles, yeah, and the hard and how hard as hell it is to do that. Yeah. So more soon, but that's the premise of the book.
The world needs it. So please do come up here and move in and start writing whenever you like.
I will. Trust me. Ryan was like, you need to go to Libby's house and get to it.
Get to it. I mean, I'm doubled down on the Wi-Fi so we can both be on the Wi-Fi and not have anything slow down. And then, it'll be easier to eat because the food in our fridge will be too. Well, thank you for this conversation. I adore you.
Me too. I adore you. But you didn't answer my question.
Oh, snap. Thought I was going to sneak
Before you can sneak out.
I know. Let's see what's going on with me. So I've had these gosh darn mother trucking headaches, too many headaches for the last several months. I mean,
I didn't know it was several months.
I know, bad headaches. So, my wonderful and dearest mermaid friends, and I call them my mermaid friends because we all get in the cold water together. Basically at one point, and it was so loving, they're like, and we're done with hearing that you have a headache. We're done. Not about us, that we're done. We want you to be done. And so here's what we're thinking. I wasn't getting much traction with my PCP, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so they sort of said, okay, we live outside Boston where, you know, there's incredible hospitals and so on. We think you ought to go into the ER and, sort of escalate this because it's not like you to stay in bed all morning because your head hurts so much, which is correct. And they were 100% right. And I think my, pause to do that was, it's totally fear-based, right? Like all of a sudden, you know, the narratives in my head started telling me all sorts of stories, and they were not very comfortable headaches. So they basically, you know, we got on the phone and they said, okay, so here's the deal. We would like you to go into Mass General ER. I happen to know Mass General really well. That's another whole podcast. But so they said, we'll come with you. You tell us when you want to go and we'll either pick you up, we'll get in the car, we'll hold your hand, we'll bring cute snacks.
There's your winning circle.
There's the winning circle. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, we need to check this out. So I finally picked a day. One morning, I wake up a godly early hour. I was like, okay, that's it. I'm getting in the car. I'm driving into Boston. I'm going to the ER. And I decided, and this is, I think it's perhaps a flaw of mine. I'm like, I don't want to bother them. So I drove in by myself and went to the ER. No surprise there. I was actually fine and went through the whole process and, you know, CAT scans, this and that, which were thankfully clear and all that kind of good stuff, and I don't mean to make light of it. I feel incredibly grateful. I'm still on the track, though, to figure out what these headaches are. And so it what it really brought up to the surface for me was just like falling to my knees, gratitude for good health. I do not take it for granted. I've spent a lot of time on my walks since sort of the clear CAT scan, which is fabulous, and now sort of down another path, but really thinking about the incredible privilege to be able to go for a walk every day, to be physically primarily really well at age 62. And I don't know that age really matters, but I'm definitely entering a time period when some of my peers, that's not, 60 is an interesting place where things in our bodies start to shift. So I really spent these last few days, honestly, just sort of overwhelmed with just gratitude for my fucking body and birthing two children, right? And more interested in sort of what's happening with menopause. We think about the woman's body going through all these dramatic, big hormonal shifts in our lives.
Yeah.
And not really talked about in a meaningful way. I think that's coming to the fore more now. But I just really I went for a really long walk yesterday. It was probably 2.5 hours. And that's all I thought about was the gratitude I had for every little darn toe on my foot, every organ that was functioning. You and I have talked about breath work. I was like, oh my gosh, the way my body is functioning, I am really, really grateful. And I think so. That's what's going on for me, is just a chapter right now of a deep, deep gratitude for my well-being. And I do not take any of it for granted. That's for sure. So that's where I am.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. And now on to figuring out what these headaches are.
What the issue is.
That comes next. So yeah, that's my moment right now.
Love that. I'm glad the CAT scan was clear. I remember I was putting up a lot of good energy for you. Hoping all would be well, all would be clear. And it was.
Yes, I felt it. And that I guess to loop back to the affection of the people, back to the winning circle, right? Like to have those friends, to have you. I knew you were right on the other end of the phone if I needed to pick up the phone and say I'm terrified or whatever. And to know who those people are who will say, okay, it's 4:30 in the morning. Sure, I'll get in the car with you. No problem. I'll make a cup of tea. Let's roll. I don't have any hesitation of thinking about picking up the phone and ringing you and saying, I'm grateful that I have a number of people like that in my life, and we know who they are, and they're precious, absolutely precious.
Deeply, deeply.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Fran.
All right, love.
Love you. Talk to you later.
I love you too. Have a good cup of tea and a nice walk.
Will do.
Okay.
This Morning Walk is a production of Blind Nil Audio, hosted by me, Alex L.
And me, Libby Delena, produced and edited by Chris Jacobs.
If you find value and meaning in the conversations that Libby and I have, please share the show with a friend and consider leaving a 5-star review. Comments on Apple Podcasts really help us out. When you do that, it introduces this show to a bigger audience. Thank you so much for listening.
You are wonderful. Have a great walk.
The views, information, or opinions expressed in the series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of Chip and Joanna Gaines, Blind Nil Audio, nor Magnolia.